Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
This morning, the math on President-elect Trump's victory more clear, with Arizona and Nevada now projected as Trump wins, but control of Congress hangs in the balance of a handful of races still too close to call. Going live to Washington this morning, checking in with ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Let's start there, Stephen. U.S. Senate, we know, will be in Republican control. They've locked up 53 seats. Is ABC still showing one race undecided?
Two races undecided in the Senate, in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Other outlets may have made a projection in those. We have not.
So we're at 52 then for your projections?
52 Republicans, okay. 46 Democrats in the Senate as of this morning.
So in the House, you need 218 for a majority. Where do we stand this morning and who will control that body?
Republicans are close, but not quite there. 214 seats so far by our projection to 205 for the Democrats. There are still 16 races that we have yet to make a projection in. And the bottom line is our estimate has a larger plurality so far for Republicans than Democrats. There are, among the pickups, 7 for Republicans, 5 for Democrats. So again, Republicans have the wind at their backs in terms of a majority in the House, but they haven't achieved it yet.
How slim do we think that majority is going to be for either side?
It's really a question I can't answer. Let me put it this way. Of the seats that are open, right, let's just say half of them go for the Republicans. That indicates a slim majority for the Republicans if it happens. It could go either way. In theory, the Democrats theoretically could wind up overtaking the advantage Republicans currently have. But suffice it to say, we can't answer that question. There's no way to know. But it could be a majority that is on par with the current one, which is just a few seats with a narrow margin for the speaker. Or it could be wider. We'll have to see.
No, you're up against it, Stephen. Any idea how long till we find out?
Well, it really depends on a lot of the counting in the western states, particularly in California, because the fact is that they have these they're just slow. And it's frustrating for everybody. It's been nearly a week. We still don't have resolution in the House, but that also was expected.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live with us from Washington. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet.
As for the aforementioned margin for President Trump, based on the ABC News projections, he carries all 7 of the much talked about battleground states, with both Arizona and Nevada now being projected to go for Trump. So that puts the electoral math for the president-elect at 312, 226 for Vice President Harris. Not that it mattered at this point, but we now have that full picture in focus. 6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.